Okay, so we've seen some really good sharing this morning, particularly with the sprouts giving up and good sharing with the sweets. I'm impressed giving 50% away. I don't know if you were here, would you think, how much would I give? How many of the sweets would I give? How many of the sprouts would I give? Now, if we're an adult, maybe an older child, I don't know, we might think that we want the sweets and we would quite like to have all the sweets, but then we're also aware that we might have to go to the dentist. So suddenly we're thinking maybe the greens would be better for us to have the sprouts than it would be to have the sweets, as green vegetables are healthy and we're told we should have 5 or maybe 7 of them a day. And sometimes when we're a child, what can be difficult is it can be difficult to share. It could be difficult to share as an adult as well, but we particularly learn it when we're a child. But when we're an adult, the thing that can be difficult is to receive. It can be difficult to be given the sweets, if you like, from someone else. We might think, oh, it's too good to be true. It's too good to be true that I've turned up on a Sunday morning and left with 5 Moams. Maybe that's how Ray's feeling this morning. We might think there's no such thing as a free lunch, or we might think maybe there's an agenda at play. And on Remembrance Sunday, when we think about how people gave up their lives for their country, and let's be honest, this isn't just something that happened in the past, because people are still in the armed forces today, people are still fighting today, people are still losing their lives today. But it's amazing people are willing to do that, are willing to sacrifice their lives, and we should always remember and we should always be grateful. But it also points to a bigger story and a more personal story for all of us. And that is that God, who flung the stars into space, who put the birds in the air, the flowers in the field, the fish in the sea, God sees us, he knows us, he loves us, he loves each one of us, or as we sung, you and you and you and you, he loves all of us. And so much so that he was willing to die for us. He was willing to give up his life, give up all the sprouts, apart from it to be a little bit better, someone's life than a bowl of sprouts. And he died on the cross so we can have, we can experience freedom in this life, we can experience inner peace within ourselves, and we can have life beyond the grave. Each of us is loved by God. Each of us was worth dying for. Each of us is worth dying for. And maybe we think that's too much to receive. Maybe we think we can't take that gift. But God offers each of us the chance to follow him and have a relationship with him, have freedom, have hope, have peace. And this morning on Remembrance Sunday, when we remember those who serve our country, let us also not forget the bigger story. God who loves us, who died for us, so our lives can have hope and peace and love. I'm just going to say a short prayer before we have our intercessions this morning. You may want to put your hands out if that's helpful, like receiving a gift. You may want to put your hands closed if that's what you're used to. God, we thank you for those whose lives we remember this morning, who gave their lives for our country. I pray this morning we also won't forget the message of your life that you have given for us. In your name, amen.